You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 141 of the KB Mod Podcast with special guest, Mr. Sark. Long time coming. What's up, Sark? Glad to have you here.
Nada. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on, man. People have been... How many times have we been requested that Sark be on the podcast? Like, I feel like every...
Hundreds.
Since the first few episodes, I think.
Wow, fucking get it was guy, this or Painkiller already, and I was like, oh, teetering back and forth for months.
Yep. I'm glad, you know what? I think you made the right decision.
Finally, it was just a coin toss.
Dan's the only person here that's not from California. Did anybody just realize that?
Well, that sucks.
That is crazy.
That's true.
Pleb.
It's just me.
Not from California, but in California, well, I guess.
Yeah, living in.
True. That is, it is crazy. Yeah, but yeah, thanks for being on. Should be a good time. I'll say the date for all you fuckboys who listen to it on the audio version. The date is May 18th, 2014, which is fucking irrelevant because you're listening to this on Tuesday. So, good Lord. Every week it's the, you know, just go back, look at on the calendar and what was Sunday, and you guys can find it. Every week they make me do this. But
what if, you guys should get a KB Mod therapist and stop punching your fans in the dicks every week.
Yeah.
That's mostly Scott.
It's mostly, yeah.
At this point, the fans just have Stockholm Syndrome, and they're just cool with what's happening now.
Then, yeah, serve it up, man.
Yeah, they seem to enjoy it. Exactly.
That's a really bad place for us to be in. Just, like, abuse the shit out of them and be like, fucking love it. It's kind of fucked.
I think we've succeeded, really.
What planet is this? God damn it, Scott, I'm so lost. No, we're not going to say from planet Earth. It's going to be a little too much. But, yeah, typically, Sark, we go through and we talk about what we've been playing this week or anything really interesting that's happened at the beginning of the cast. So,
if you're Scott, you talk about cookware and other things, adventures true. In your life.
Oh, because that counts as exciting developments in my life, unfortunately.
Before we get into the games,
yes.
First of all, we have to say we're now sponsored in part by Blue Microphones. That's our one ad on this podcast.
We are. We are.
Someday we'll have 10 minutes of ads. And you all long for this day.
Yeah.
There we go.
Also, just a couple updates on kbmod.com. Yes, we do have a website.
yeah, we do.
We put up two first looks at games from the last 2 weeks, Bound by Flame and then Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends Edition, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
Nice.
Go ahead, Scott.
Go out and get those blue snowballs, folks. Anyway. Yeah, so what of anything? I mean, anyone can chime in here. Anything? I think before we hit into games, did anything? I mean, we need to get an update on how the honeymoon was. Obviously, Brandon did a lot of fucking for sure. But other than that, I mean, any interesting anecdotals you had? I know, obviously, we have a bit with blog getting the Twitch job and moving and everything these past couple weeks. Huh?
What?
I wasn't made aware of this.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't made aware that you got a job at Twitch?
Wow, it's Yeah.
Well, now you know. Sorry.
So
it's an elaborate practical joke.
You're gonna kick him out of John's house right after this podcast and send him home. You gave him a taste.
Fired
of the...
from my house.
Yeah. But yeah, Brandon, how was the? Congrats again on the whole wedding thing, and how was the honeymoon? Anything interesting?
Yeah, thanks. It was a really good time. We went to Jamaica.
We want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama.
There was a decided lack of Kokomo in
really?
All of the places. I would have thought that was just repeat the entire time, but they had relevant current music, and I was a little bit disappointed. But no, it was a really fun time. It's just nice to it's nice to be back because I hadn't actually played games. I hadn't turned on my computer. My home computer for like 3 straight weeks. So it was one of those things where it was nice to be away and nice to have a little vacation, but I was really jonesing to play video games.
That's good. That's how you know you're a true fucking nerd. Like, you're on your honeymoon and you're like, God, I want to be home and grinding out.
Well, I did play some Hearthstone on my iPad on the honeymoon, so I wasn't completely starved.
Kept the shakes over.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's good. And you, Mr. Blah, how is the whirlwind adventure of you moving from my old stomping grounds to your new San Francisco digs? How's that going?
Wait, I like the fact that they're yours. They weren't mine. They belong.
No.
Yeah, they were my stomping grounds.
You claim ownership of like the entire like the tri-state area, or is it just limited to like the Philly burbs? Or
I'll stick to the Philly burbs. I made my stand there. They know me. If you say APL, they know who I am. I mean,
that's modest.
The name you made a name for yourself while you were there.
Yeah. That's modest. Yeah. I've seen your burbs, and they're nothing to be proud of. APL.
I'm with Sark on this one. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like a Norman Rockwell painting filled with fat people.
Well, all right.
Well, it's been really excellent so far. It's really stressful, but a lot of my stress went away in the first couple days being here because I found a place like hours into looking for one. And, like, we're not talking, like, I just settled on the first thing I found. Like, I mean, yeah, that happened. Like, it was the first thing I found, but it wasn't a settle at all. Like, it was, I found the perfect place. It's really close by to John and Nick Eat My Diction. Not too far from Renee and Gassy. So, like, I know people in the area. Really safe community. Price was right. Like, everything about it was just perfect. And the commute to work is reasonable. The problem is the move-in date isn't for another month. A month from yesterday, so I've been staying with John, who's been putting me up. Him and Adam have been very nice, and Chloe, who's tolerated my presence here.
Nice. But, God bless John, the patron saint. A
great host, by the way. Like, if you ever
he is.
Want to like break into somebody's house, I would recommend this one. Like, there's a lot of nice stuff in here.
Him and Jordan both stayed here last night. I woke up. I made them bacon bowls with scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a rough.
Just made him tacos for dinner.
With sriracha mayo, which I've never had before. That was delicious.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, it's really good. In case you're wondering, yes, I was smelling Jordan's hair last night while he slept to see what internet fame smelled like.
What did it smell like?
Come.
Yeah. It turns out John had been in there like right before me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know at the time, but yes, it smelled like cum.
Fair enough.
Due to that, but so far it's been awesome. I start work actually tomorrow, so.
That's good. You nervous? You excited? What's the vibe?
If you've ever been to the Twitch offices, you would know that I'm just excited because the Twitch offices are amazing. I just really want to get started. The downside is, like, well, I have to wait for my computer parts to come in because they're, you know, it's a really rough life, but they're building me a really nice computer, and I have to wait for those parts to come in, so I'm going to be using a MacBook. In the meantime, so I might kill myself, but
rest in peace.
I think the catered lunches and infinite free drinks might do something to stem that.
Make you feel better.
You say if you've ever been to the Twitch office, like you're tempting Scott as if we would ever let him visit.
Wow, yeah. I have not.
There's a reason the building has security.
I don't even think I've ever even been offered, like, hey, come up and check out our offices. I don't think that's ever been said by anyone. I have so many friends that work there. Wow. Friends. Well,
Now that you mention it, there is like a guy down at the bottom of the security at the first floor of the building that sits there. And now that you mention it, I didn't realize this before, but now I'm thinking back, there actually is like a black and white photo of Scott up on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, don't let this guy in. Like,
should infiltrate APL.
Yeah, totally. I should go Splinter Cell on this thing. And
we should put on black pajamas and one night just creep in ninja style.
Yeah,
I really want to see Scott get like baby powdered up and just like squeeze into a black leotard.
Yeah.
God, no, you do not.
And then we have rubber band powered grappling hook guns.
Yeah.
What are we for? What is this?
We're in pajamas, so it would be a sleepover that had been happening.
Right.
To do this. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of your gear you ordered out of the back of a comic book in the 50s.
Yeah. Good lord. All right. Well, what about Sark? I mean. We can talk about. Did anyone else have any other interesting tidbits as well? I mean, anyone can jump in here.
I've been playing Dark Souls. Get mad.
Okay, God, we're not talking about Dark Souls.
I listened to the podcast last week. I know y'all were talking shit.
Yeah, and you know how refreshing it was not to have an hour discussion on Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2.
Hey, I'm playing it right now.
I've been playing some Dark Souls. It's really crazy, man. Like everybody moves super slow, and like you roll around to like avoid shit. Like, whoa, that's crazy. That's huge monsters. whoa, he got swords. Whoa, I got a new fucking sword. Oh, I'm a huge fucking nerd. I'm going to kill myself.
I like how in mocking us talking about Dark Souls for too long, Nick has now contributed the most to this Dark Souls conversation so far.
Oh, my God.
Like to point that out.
That's true. Sark, anything fun, anything interesting happen? And also just if what you've been gaming. I know the answer.
Yeah, there's a creature growing inside my wife's guts.
Yes.
So you finished inside is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
This once. Yeah, so we're like a month out from having baby Sark. That's like the main thing. And then APL is psyched because we got a house. APL, my
we
wife
did got a house.
We did got a together. House.
We all did it.
We're renting a tiny little house, but it's in APL's neighborhood, and he immediately started referring to it as his house and was asking when he was going to get his key. It's just
so have you guys moved in yet? Because normally he has to like do the rounds and inform everyone, you know, that he's there.
No, he's going to have a housewarming party for my house at his apartment, probably, with his fucking skillet that he's been nutting on for the last week.
It's okay, it's no stick.
It is no stick. Okay. This is true. So when he carries it into the shower, all the jizz rinses off.
Slides right off into the drain.
Some hot, steamy shower sex there.
I've actually, since the last couple months, I've sort of been turning it up on my YouTube channel, and that has actually equaled less games and more editing. So I would say the game I've been playing most, APL knows, Nick knows, is Adobe Premiere. I'm almost the final boss.
What is that going to look like? I'm curious.
I haven't figured out the pattern yet, though. It keeps fucking annihilating me.
Good Lord. Are you sure you're not confusing this with Punch Out or?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, Sark is often locked away, and occasionally we'll get a little text like, "Hey, you want to do lunch?" And then
hey,
I want
I'm alive, guys. By the way.
I'm alive. Yeah.
You wanna... Lunch text though is at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I think a lot of. I mean, I'm hopefully that's. I think that's probably good information for some people who. If they don't follow you on Twitter, don't know that you're doing your YouTube stuff. That, you know, you're kind of a big deal right now, which is really cool to see. I know a lot of people didn't know what was.
No. And this isn't false humility. The ceiling is pretty high on YouTube. We know what big deals look like.
Yeah,
what big deals look like.
I was trying to make you feel good.
Not renting a tiny house in NoHo and sharing it with a 27-year-old neck bearded adopted child with a skillet. That is not a big deal.
I try to be nice and pump him up, even though I don't believe anything that I was saying, and he just shits on me. You know what?
I think Sark is actually now the leader of the KB Mod podcast. Like, I think that basically there was a duel to the death, and
I
Sark
just got fucking wrecked. Yeah,
that's right.
I should know not to cross swords with this man. Done it one too many times.
Don't make me turn my webcam on right now, because my ball's pressed up against the lens right now.
Yeah, if you're missing this live, currently Sark's webcam is a spinning gray circle, thanks to...
I hope it turns on and we just see, like, Miles Davis's asshole.
You know how when you put your face against the window and blow? That's what my nuts look like, pressed up against this Logitech bullshit right now.
Oh, man. All right. Well, what else, man? What, Brandon? No, I talked to you. John, what have you been up to this week?
No, I talked to you.
Hearthstone, lots of Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Taking care of a little baby boy here while I pukes because he had two drinks.
Okay, two.
Oh man.
Mostly Hearthstone though. A lot of Hearthstone. It's good.
Yeah.
It's real good. It's best.
Like Hearthstone. It's fun.
On your iPad.
I play it on.
Shit on it, but I dig it.
I play it on my computer, and then I go to bed at night and play it on my iPad from bed.
Nice.
I watched.
And I wake up and
weekend.
I play it on the iPad on the train to work. Then I play it at my desk.
The Deck Wars thing. The final was this weekend, and that's. I watched probably 4 hours of that over the weekend.
God, can't watch Hearthstone competitive.
No, even as
doesn't
big
do
as,
it for me. No. Yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
I
sir,
can't
you
tune
were...
into it for a long period of time like I can a lot of competitive games, but it's okay to like sit down and watch for a few minutes.
Is it because of like the view, like they don't have a good spec or way to spec it, or is it just not that?
I think there are better ways they could do it, but I don't know what those ways would be. I don't know. It's hard because it's, I mean, it's a card game. Like the Magic tournaments they broadcast, I think that's the best way you can do. If you guys have never, I mean, I've never watched one for an extended period of time, but the way they do it so that you can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
In Magic, there's a lot more going on than Hearthstone, but.
Yeah. Well, Sark, you're a Magic.
If they make a. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was going to say Sark is a Magic veteran. He even got me into it, but you were saying you still dug Hearthstone pretty a lot.
I mean, I haven't played it as much as you guys, but I played it for a while, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's fun. I don't know yet, but tell me, as someone who's played it like day and night on the commute at home, does the is there? I mean, obviously there's enough depth to keep you coming back, but it felt, and maybe this is because I haven't played it in a while, but it felt like it was pretty narrow depth wise.
No, it's not narrow at all. And then it's also a great way to spend $550. I can tell you that.
No,
I can tell you that it
is.
Is that
a random number? Is that real?
No, that's what I have spent on Hearthstone.
Holy fuck!
Good lord.
Yeah,
a true testament that the game is not pay to win.
Actually,
John,
I'm really feeling opening up some packs right now, so I'm going to spend $50 right now.
Good
Lord. Confirm.
Oh my
addiction.
God.
True addiction.
I can confirm. It says John Howell has entered Hearthstone. I don't think he's bluffing.
I think there is an element of RNG to it that can never go away due to the deck size. But for the most part, it's actually evened itself out a lot. There was a time when it just felt like a couple months ago, I was like, I didn't play it for the whole month of March.
Right.
I just didn't touch that game because I was just like frustrated with, well, I can't get, you know, my deck going. I can't get pulls. Like that's
what
it feels like.
What is it Sam
like
doing now, Brandon?
I don't have it open. I'm sure
I feel
it says
like
you're
we're
opening
watching live suicide. What am I doing now?
Don't do it, John. Put the cards down.
I actually, I think the game is pretty deep at a like amateur to sort of mid range level. It actually, I think, gets thin when you get to like the pro type level because there's like a few archetype decks. Yeah,
it's the same in Magic.
Because it felt like the mechanics in Hearthstone were, and this is probably wrong, but to me it felt like they were limited to the class, whereas the mechanics in Magic aren't necessarily tied to the deck. The color, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. And that's like just sort of part of the Hearthstone, you know, the Hearthstone meta. Like that's what they built it on. Is what I'm trying to say. And like, it does turn out that way. And I think as a result, we're seeing a lot of like, you see only a couple of set decks. You're gonna see Zulok. You're gonna see Handlock. You're gonna see Control Warrior. Like all that stuff at high level, and you're not gonna see a whole lot of deviation from those like maybe five decks that everybody's playing a lot: Miracle Rogue, things like that, Watcher Druid. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, like Magic, that's gonna change as they release more and more cards because they've already
got it'll probably expand.
Expansion.
That was one of the things I love about Magic is you can make a deck that's and probably just because there's like. How long's Magic been around? 700 years?
Yeah, around.
Yeah, so you can make a deck that when you sit down to play against someone, they have no idea what you're going to be doing because there's just so many different ploys you could use. And I get Hearthstone, will get more and more that way while they get more cards. I need new cards. That's what I need.
It's going to take them a while. But yes, you're absolutely correct. If I sit down and I start playing a Warlock, I'm pretty much going to be like, okay, first turn, Young Priestess, you're playing a Zulok. Like, every single time. There's really not a whole lot of deviation. And people, in recent days, like in recent months, people really like to just go on Twitch, watch streams, see what the most successful streamers are using, and just reuse those decks over and over.
The whole Hearthstone meta follows like the popular streamers and popular competitive players. But I think what you're saying, Sark, is true. Like once Hearthstone matures a bit and gets more cards, I think that problem will go away a little bit. It's just that right now it's very easy to know the whole game And I think that gets harder and harder as there are more cards, more, you know, more variation in the decks. Like, I think that's what Blizzard's banking on.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So John's been
opening packs
that.
Is a lot of fun. I'm having a great time. Two legendary so far.
Dang. I wasn't watching. I wish I'd been watching that.
Good lord. All right.
Nick is AFK. He's buying a revolver right now because he's going to blow the top of his head out.
What?
Well, I like Hearthstone.
Wait, Nick likes something. Alerts immediate.
Like something?
God damn.
Nick, what have you been playing this week, Mr. Liker of all things?
Wow.
Wow.
He's been in. I see him thoroughly enjoying those beautiful Cali days.
He is.
I've been playing the Cali game, just living my Cali life, being a Cali boy, just trying to be real Cali'd out on these beautiful Cali days. So
it's a lot of Cali to take in.
God,
good lord. Besides Smite, right? You've been playing Smite.
Smite. I think that's basically it. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Halo 3 today for a little bit.
A little Halo today. Some split screen.
Got an Alex Straza, bitches.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I haven't spent a dime on Hearthstone.
Sounds like a sick
You're
car.
Missing out. This is too much
I
fun.
Refuse.
Did anything interesting happen this week, Nicholas?
I didn't kill myself while I'm living with you, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting. Good lord.
Should we talk about the lamp?
You can bring up the lamp. I don't care. Go ahead.
No.
Everyone will side with me. I guarantee it.
I go and take a nap for 30 minutes, and Scott comes into my room, wakes me up, and yells at me because my lamp is on. My lamp with one eco-friendly light bulb in it.
Oh, my.
And tells me I'm wasting money.
No, that's not what happened. Let me put it to you in my perspective. I get up from my computer. I hear him snoring in his bedroom at like 4:30. The door is open. The light's on. So I just walk in, and he was like groggily waking up. So I walk over, and I go to turn the light bulb off. He's like, what are you doing? It doesn't matter. And I was like, dude, we've been running. It's like a heat wave right now in L.A., so we've been running the air conditioning. I was like, every bit counts. So like, just don't leave lights on if you're going to take a nap.
I will forward you the dollar.
Good, you will, because I'm going to find out exactly how much that costs. And I'm going to fucking get that dollar. It's the principle of the thing. It's not the money.
I'm fucking glad I got a prenup.
As a dad, Scott just sounds like me.
I know, yeah. I know it's bad. I do sound.
I was going to say.
But it's like having a child, so what can I do?
This is definitely a conversation I have had before, and I'm on Scott's end with this.
Thank you. I know. Most people were on my end, so I appreciate it, Brandon. Old people. Old married people. Anyway, so yeah, that was interesting. There's been a few tiffs here and there, but overall, I think we both hate it. So we'll have to. Well, it's all right though. We only signed a 12-month lease, so the torture won't be over.
You know what? As leader of the podcast this week, let me just have each of you say something nice about the other. Nick, why don't you go first?
Can I go second so I can think?
Shut the fuck up. Say something nice.
You have a pretty mouth.
What? That's not fucking cool.
It's good enough. He quoted Deliverance. I guess that'll work.
Oh my god.
All right, APL, something nice. Right. Go.
I was going to go genuine, but now I'll go genuine still. I appreciate how well overall you have adapted to all this change because you're a Minnesota fuckboy and a lot of this is
really
so,
wow.
This feels really genuine.
Yeah. That's about as
great. Great backhanded compliment.
By the way, you don't have a pretty mouth. It's pretty fucking disgusting. Put some chapstick on there or something.
Lord.
Nick Fenton is obsessed with chapstick, by the way, guys. If you don't know this, he fucking is.
He can apply the chapstick with one hand and do it in like 2 seconds. It's incredible.
I just did it.
I know. I'm sure you did. Anyway, I thank you for trying, Sark, but I just don't. I don't know. I think it still needs time. But
still so fresh and new.
Like a busted hymen. Anyway,
this new bio relationship.
Dan, what have you been up to this week?
I've been playing only games that are very highly competitive that I'm bad at. That has been my whole week. So basically, CS:GO and Street Fighter 4, pretty much all week. Played like I think 10 games of ranked now. on CSGO, but been playing with DaleZ and you and Skyshark and numerous other dudes from the community. It's fun. It's fucking not easy. It's not easy at all. But I'm enjoying it. And I switched characters in Street Fighter. I've been playing Oni this week and learning that character, so that's taken up a lot of time. But I also played, on the Friday stream, I played Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends Edition, which was a game that came out on PS3 last year. I think it was last year. But it's out on PC now. I don't know if anyone else... We talked a little bit about Dynasty Warriors last week because we knew this was coming out. But if you like Dynasty Warriors, you'll like this game. But it's $50. That's the downside.
Who still likes Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, I fucking love Dynasty
Said
Warriors.
Said Dan to man. No one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Nobody fucking knows what it is, especially for this podcast.
I do.
Yeah, I played the shit out of it in like junior high until they released the same game 16 times in a row.
And then dude, like, we were on right, that Lubu hype train Friday. Oh my god, Lubu. If you put that game on easy difficulty, you can just play with your eyes closed. Because you just blow, you can hit like 300 dudes at once and just kill them all. So, because that's what Dynasty Warriors does. It's just like, here's 9,000 things on the screen. Now hit them with a halberd as hard as you can, and that's about it. But it's I liked it. It was very fun. But I would wait if you're gonna buy it. I would wait for a Steam sale. Also, the PC port is horrendous, as you would imagine. Yeah. From, but like I was using my Xbox controller. And none of the buttons were what they were supposed to be. Like, all the shit was, like, backwards from what the menu said. So, it was, yeah. And the camera, so the camera controls were the two triggers instead of right That's stick. Weird. And right stick did nothing. Right stick had no
did
function.
Did it give you any option to rebind any of that? Or?
Yeah, you can rebind them. You can rebind them.
At least it's not Dark Souls PC controls without a control.
No, it's actually a better port. Than Dark Souls, Prepare to Die.
That's upsetting.
Let's put it that way.
Dynasty,
because it goes.
Go ahead.
All the resolutions and all that stuff are in there. You know, AA and all the graphics options stuff are in there. But you can tell it's a PS3 game. It doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's Dynasty Warriors.
Nice.
But I would not buy it at $50. I mean, but that's why we try them out, so you don't have to.
That's why we're here at KB, sponsored by Blue Microphones.
But yeah, that was about it. CS:GO. I haven't bought any crates yet in CS:GO, but I fucking love getting new skins.
Apparently, I got a $2. I could sell this crate I got for $2. Apparently, is the going rate. I don't even know. I've never even opened a crate.
Just buy keys. Just buy keys.
Should I open it? Skins. Like, what'll be? Is it guaranteed something good in that crate?
No, just open it though.
You could sell it for $2, or maybe have a very, very small chance to get something worth much more than $2.
Oh man.
Yeah, if you get like, certain knives, they're like $100.
Yeah, Sark. Basically, they turned CS:GO into TF2.
TF2.
So like,
yeah, and Dota.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like you buy weapon skins and try to get guns that have, you know, just rare stuff, and there's a whole market like Valve.
Like little lottery packs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you can get like stat track guns that keep track of the amount of kills you've gotten with that gun.
God, John, fucking shame.
John told me he got like a $300 op skin the other day.
It was 400. It was the Anisimov, whatever, AWP
Tracker. Yep.
Sold
Stat
that
Track. Yeah, that would be
good. Like, lord, dude. All right, you know what you are bitch. Making me wanna.
And almost paid site. For Hearthstone.
There's a whole site. I think it's called CS:GO Lounge because I haven't done it yet. There's a whole site where you can bet on like the Face It matches, the Face It TV matches.
Really?
And you can bet skins.
Good lord, dude.
Win skins That's on crazy. The matches. It's crazy. But I'm loving CS:GO thus far. Scott, you like get into it when we're playing and then you're like...
Yeah, I do. Like, I have fun when we're playing, but...
Tell me the guns are not better than they used to be, though.
No,
the
they are.
Way better than
the game is, like, whole game. Much improved. My frustration now is that I'm just bad at it because I haven't played it in so long. Like, and it will take a lot of time for me to even feel like I'm adequate at the game. But no, it's definitely like really improved, and I'm in a happy direction it's going. Like more power, I just wish this. I mean, I'm just a bitter old fuck, but I wish this was happening during. Like, I wish the support that Valve and has given it happened during Source, but God bless it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. I'm going to keep streaming ranked and, you know, trying to get better at it.
Yeah.
My shot is garbage. I'm like, I don't know any of the strats, but.
That's good.
We've definitely played some really bad people, though, before.
We have. Like that's the dream, that you just get a bunch of really bad people that can make you
think
about yourself in ranked. That's really the best way.
We had Sky Shark drop a 40 bomb.
Yeah.
In the match the other day, like.
And if they're not bad, then they're definitely cheating. That's how it works in Counter-Strike. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
As soon as like we're down like 16-2 or like 15-2, and they're like, oh, that guy's full of bullshit. In reality, it's like a dude who has like a cleft palate and is like one arm. He's like fucking fast in his mom's basement.
Sounds like you guys are having a ton of fun.
Yeah, I know.
We love games. Sorry, I just love gaming, and God, it's so fun. Yeah.
Getting shit on or feeling satisfied for caving retards in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Basically,
good times.
That is basically CSGO.
And the occasional little burst of euphoria that you get if you open a good skin, you know, get a good skin, I guess, as well. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go on a rant, but I remember before CSGO had a menu that looked like a goddamn Amazon shopping website. Like, you go on there and it's like scrolling, it's like 25% off these packs. And I remember when the Deagle worked, okay? That's all I got to say.
You remember like 2 years ago. That's crazy. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, I also played Wildstar. I forgot.
Yes, Dan, I saw your tweets.
Played 9 hours of Wildstar.
Oh, you hated that.
It's fucking real good.
Oh, what did everybody fucking say?
Y'all told me it was real good, and I didn't believe you. I'm happy to eat those words. That game is really good. And I bought it.
And you're playing it. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I played Esper.
Dan, I think I told Sark about you, about how you were so skeptical about...
Mm-hmm. I was skeptical.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. But
it's good.
The thing I love about Wildstar is that everyone's been trying so hard to get away from WoW, and they actually stayed fairly close to WoW, and everyone's like, this is awesome, after like so many abortions of MMOs.
Yeah, I mean, that was always the thing we used to say back even when, like, 7 years ago when I got into the Warhammer Online beta. And it was, like, trying desperately to be like, it isn't World of Warcraft. Look at all this different stuff. And so it sucked. It was fucking terrible. Because they just tried to make it into something else. But the closer you get, like, for instance, Neverwinter, which is a free-to-play MMO. Neverwinter's really good, and it's free-to-play. And it's good because it's just basically WoW. Like, it's even more simplified skill-wise, but...
not that WoW is a WoW clone, but there's enough similarity so it feels familiar. You hop in, you're having fun, and the shit that they've, like, spruced up is sick.
Yeah, I love the... I think my favorite thing about it is the... I think they're called paths.
Yeah.
It's not like a profession. It's not like, you know, leather working or something. It's like a path. And I picked Explorer, so it basically has you run all over the map and you get to explore everything, even content you would normally... Like in WoW, you had a questing path and you stuck to that. And, like, you might miss half the zone because you just don't care to go there. You know the quests aren't very good there. But in Wildstar, it gives you XP for trying to find, and, like, little perks for levels up in the path you're on. So it's like, scale this mountain to find this spot. Like, all right, I'm down. Because you used to do that stuff in WoW anyway, but only when you were, like, bored, and there was no incentive to it. But in Wildstar, they give you an incentive. So I think that was really cool. I was playing the Esper class, which is like a warlock / shadow priest kind of a deal.
I felt Esper was kind of like a combination between mage and rogue. Because it has, like, the combo point system.
Yeah, it's a healer, though. It's
it's an interesting class.
Yeah, you can really. I think you can do either with Esper.
Yeah, it was. It's really good though. I mean, Wildstar is just really solid. And like Sark said, there's no need to go way off in left field with MMOs. I mean, there's a way that it works, and they have a rich enough world. It appears. Also, when you level up, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
The voiceover.
Huge, like, thing pops up on your screen. Voiceover occurs.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like, yep.
Yeah, so it's good, and then I bought it, like, immediately.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I've uninstalled Street Fighter 3 times this week, so that tells you how much I like it. So, I just rage out in that game like no other. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Sweet. I'll go real quick, and then we'll jump into the news. But, League of Legends. Ha! Huh, what a surprise. Been playing a lot of League of Legends. trying to think if there's anything else. But, earlier in the week, finally finished Beyond Two Souls. Still enjoyed the experience. All Sham No Wow and I are going to have a Skype debate on one of his streams at some point soon to discuss the merits of, or whatever, the detractors as well of that game. But it's weird. Like, some people really like that game, and other people just fucking hate it. I haven't found, I guess because it's a David Cage game, but,
yeah.
I haven't seen that in like a while. Like, just like very, like, I haven't seen anyone that's been like meh to the game or like and it has a middle ground. But we started Heavy Rain on the same stream right after that. And my God, after playing Beyond Two Souls, like, Heavy Rain looks like a fucking like high school video game project that went awry. It's crazy, dude. It's so fucking terrible. Like, the intro to that game and, like, the acting and voice acting is some of the worst that I've ever seen. So, anyway. I know it's also, you gotta, like, remember, like, the time that came out and, like, it was a big deal for the tech and all that, but holy shit, yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible story-wise so far. I also, this is real quick, because someone in chat asked me if how the war on Sweden's going, and I real quick want to let Orb know that if he for some reason ever listens to this podcast that he's fucking dead to me, and if he ever slanders Baja Blast like that again, I will personally call the fucking
I saw that
the
shit.
U.S. government and have his fucking
we
visa
will get you deported.
We will get you fucking
not
deported.
Only did he not only did he talk about Baja Blast, but he also put down root beer, which is
yes,
where
yeah,
I
yeah,
saw
he root was, beer, and he called Dr. Pepper and, shit
and
like, are you out of your mind, dude?
I don't know who he thinks he is.
Well, I've lived
he
thinks... in America for 5 months. I have opinions on things. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I mean, you listen. Have opinions. Okay. I'm not the biggest fan of Baja Blast. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. If I see it in a store, I'll buy it just because I can. But it's not that big a deal. However, Orb was really adamant about getting people to hate him on Twitter tonight.
He was.
I tried to side with him, but I got to back off. He's too volatile. It's killing my brand. I'm sorry, Orb, but you're a loose cannon.
He tried a lot. Can I just read real quick, just for the record, because this is being recorded. So I just want to real quick read you what started this whole fucking thing. I don't even follow him anymore, so I had to go find him because I fucking nuked him. All right, so what did he – yeah. It all started with him just saying, it's time – okay, wait, here it is. Oh, God. There's so many things he said. I have a problem with people who overhype Mountain Dew Baja Blast. It's a regular soda. And then I said, and I responded, and he said, it's a filthy, overhyped, regular-ass soda. A part of a marketing plot to get nerds to go crazy. I'm not having it, Scott. And then I said, in light of Orb's blasphemous comments and downright un-American statements, I am forced to declare war on Sweden. And that's when he went in, and that was like, I guess he figured that he'd already been vilified. So that's when he added Dr. Pepper and root beer to this list. And Brandon, I know that had to upset you, like you said. And yeah, he said, it's time to, that somebody take a stand. I may walk alone in this fight, but at least I will die knowing that I fought for something great. So he really believes that he's a
look, man,
he's trying to change the world.
So, it's not like he said he hated clear Crystal Pepsi or something.
That's
which,
true. That would have
obviously sucked.
Or even Surge.
Yeah.
God bless that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that one week.
God bless Surge.
Yeah.
All right. We're going
to
take.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. Let's go to the news.
A 2-minute commercial break, and we'll be back with the news. Fucking Orb, man. The audacity.
It's just.
He called out Dr. Pepper, too. What the fuck?
That's what I was saying, dude. He went in.
He's made me racist against all of the Scandinavian countries, like Finland. I hate the Finns now, in addition to the Swedes.
Yeah. He really is not doing his country any favors or Scandinavia.
I'm pretty sure that the go ahead.
I mean, if you don't like Baja Blast root beer or Dr. Pepper, I don't know what I can do for you. But they don't even those three things don't even really taste that similar. That just means
you hate palates of flavor.
Yeah, you just don't like flavored beverages, I guess.
Yeah.
Continue. I'm pretty sure that the fountains
water
on Mount Olympus.
Water's delicious.
that Zeus lowers his lips to are pumping Baja Blast
100%.
On Mount Olympus.
100%.
I'm pretty sure. I drove 6 hours one time for a Baja Blast dealer to squeeze 2 drops of it into my mouth. And I was grateful that I got that for $1,000.
Good lord.
It's fine if you don't like soda at all, but at some point you have to recognize that the problem lies with you.
Absolutely. You need to look inward. And I think I just don't think he's ready to face that yet. But you know what? He's a big shot. You know, he's in San Diego. He's in San Diego.
On the 10 scale, he's getting about a 3.3.
You know what? I bet you he had just gotten laid from some hot San Diego girl, college girl, and I bet he was feeling real, like, you know, he was just feeling like he was on top of the world when he dropped that
tweet. Real fresh with us, huh?
Real fresh.
Are you saying that some Baja Blast-hating, like, college feminist is Orbs Yoko Ono?
It might be. It's very possible. Did you guys know that if you drink Baja Blast before you masturbate, sapphires come out of your dick?
Doesn't sound painful, but it does sound lucrative.
Yeah, holy shit.
I've actually made a huge profit this past week off of it. Selling those.
Oh, man.
There's one the size of a globe that I shot out a couple days ago. Wow. The queen's going to wear it next week.
Why is the queen
wearing it? I don't understand.
She wants these nuts, dog.
I filled my car tank with Baja Blast a year ago, and it's still running on one tank.
Just one bottle.
Fuck, man. All right. Well,
okay.
The news, I guess?
The news. By the way, if Baja Blast isn't in Far Cry 4, I'll be really upset.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4 was announced. It is a video game that you could buy in November. On the 18th.
I'm stoked for that, personally. Just
Far Cry 3 was awesome. Hopefully it's good. My reservations with this are, why is there a stylish man patting an Asian man on the head on the cover? I don't understand what's going on there. And I'm really mad that they're putting this out on PS3 and 360, because it's going to dumb it down slightly. Like, although Ubisoft does have the resources to kind of dev in parallel, but
because PC games haven't been dumbed down slightly in the past couple years either, you know.
Well, what I'm saying is that they are dumbed down because they are also coming out on those consoles. Like Dark Souls 2 is a perfect example, yeah, which could have looked amazing if they had just done PS4, Xbox One, PC. Because even though the PS4 and Xbox One are not at a high end PC level, they're a lot closer. Look, I played Dark Souls 2 on PC. Good God. Did not, or on PC.
On PS3, yeah. Yeah.
Did not look great.
That's a little rough.
I mean, it looks better on PC.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing the old consoles, just because it's been a while since Far Cry 3 came out, and they probably had to sort of plan that strategy before even the stuff was nailed down with the new consoles. So, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that much.
No, it doesn't surprise me that it's coming out on those at all. I mean, they want, it's still within that 2 or 3 year window where everything pretty much is going to come out in the old ones. It's just Far Cry 3 looked amazing, and yeah, Far Cry 4 could look, you know, ridiculously good at this point, especially if it's coming out next gen. So hopefully they're doing 2 different versions, kind of.
Something tells me the textures won't look exactly like their poster. That's a pretty, pretty nice looking poster.
Look at that stylish man. This haircut.
Yeah, I definitely don't understand the poster.
He looks someone like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Yeah, he fucking does. Holy shit.
Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Wow.
Yeah. I just someone noticed the dude on the ground is holding the grenade and he's got the pin on his finger.
Yeah.
Which is a bold move. Not very safe, though, for the king of a Himalayan wonderland.
Yeah. Someone photoshopped this into the dude's kneeling was an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
And they made the dude Willy Wonka, and it actually looked super good. Yeah. I would play that game.
Yeah, too. I was thinking that when I saw that, too. I would definitely be in for that. It's a good story.
So, Far Cry 4, November 18th. You can pre-order it now, if you so desire. But you might want to wait, because like Watch Dogs, there's probably going to be 8,000 different... someone did the math. I think it was like 1,000 different pre-order variations for Watch Dogs or something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
It was really dumb. So yeah, Far Cry 4, November 18th. in the Himalayas. We don't know anything about gameplay yet. None of that released. But I would assume if you liked Far Cry 3, you will probably like Far Cry 4.
And if you love flamboyant DLC skins, this looks like the game for you.
Good.
If you always wanted a blonde, scrilly haircut, $2 will nab you that.
They're nickel and diamond my scrill cuts. God damn it. Oh, The Division, though, in bad news, well, sort of bad news, The Division, a game that I think most of this podcast was looking forward to, has been delayed until 2015. Like, half the games that were supposed to come out this year have been delayed to 2015. So look for that. Then that is only coming out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. They added PC after a bunch of fan pressure, so hopefully
bunch
it's
of
a good
petitions
version.
By a bunch of Reddit atheists. Yeah. God bless them.
But that game looks fantastic, and the engine looks phenomenal. So you'll have to wait till 2015. That and The Witcher 3 are probably the next games that are going to really beat up your PC. So
how old is Tom Clancy? I'm going to look that up right now.
He's dead.
He's dead. What the fuck?
I forgot that he died.
What damn, the fuck?
I was about to say something like,
what
did he
the
die?
Fuck?
Right.
Can't even say that.
Negative years old now. He's
how old is Abraham Lincoln while we're on the subject of famous people's ages?
Oh, he died last year. Okay, I do vaguely remember this.
He died of an overdose.
Yes, he did. All right. Well, RIP, if anyone is of relation to Tom Clancy, I'm sorry for my... Because all I know. Better.
Sorry to open that wound.
That fresh wound.
Thank God you fixed that.
It's all good now. Go ahead, Dan. The next story.
Yes. The Humble Bundle is having a spring sale, and it's been going out for a week. There are daily bundles each day with different sets of games. Of course, those work how the regular Humble Bundles work, but then they're also having a spring sale, Steam sale type thing in the Humble Store during that too. So if you want some cheap games, go ahead over there and get it. I actually was tweeting today. I went there and got the Hammer Watch bundle today because that game looked good to me. And I went and looked in my order history on Humble Bundle. Man, I have tons of games I didn't know I bought because of all those bundles. I own Chivalry. I didn't know I owned Chivalry, but apparently I do, so that's cool. My advice is to go check your Humble account if you haven't in a while, because there's probably some shit in there. Because they always add games, too, like near the end of the regular bundles, so I had a ton of stuff. Papa and Yo, which was a game I think I had on my wish list for a while, I actually own it, so yeah.
There you go.
Go check in there, because you may have stuff.
Yeah.
So that is going on right now, humblebundle.com, of course, where you can check that out if you feel like spending money before the Steam summer sales. This next thing is somewhat video game related, but more related to Twitch and what we do and the internet as a whole. The FCC came out with its proposal, which is now under public review, quote unquote, for the next 4 months. And they have said that they are considering to do paid access on the internet, and that's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. In other words, for those who haven't followed this, they could say, hey, if you want good service on Twitch, you got to pay $10 more a month, Comcast could be like,
yeah.
Or you know, whatever website it would be. So hopefully they don't end up doing that, but it is definitely one of the things they are considering now officially, that they have come out with a proposal. So
that's cool, because I need to pay more to get even shittier yeah. service from my fucking yeah, cable exactly. provider. Like, are you fucking
it's already
serious?
Bad enough. Also, I don't know if anyone saw, but AT&T, it appears, is going to be buying DirecTV.
Yeah.
Because what we need is more
for $48 billion.
More provider mergers is what we need.
Yeah. We just need one service, man. It works in every, you know, that's it. That's the best way to do it's it, just, dude.
You want cable? Buy it from cable, you know, because that's all you got.
We just need the government to take over all internet, and that'll make everything better. One service.
I don't know if that'll work either.
No. I'm totally yeah. kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
Time because... Warner has become a verb here in L.A.
Yes,
I know.
Getting Time
we
Warnered.
We get
yeah.
Time Warnered.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like Googling
Is that like
something.
Universal or just in the gaming, like the click that you guys have? That's like a common
know.
Thing
I'm,
that people say in that area.
To bring it into
that's
the regular like... speech pattern.
Yeah, I've been there. I've tried to make beveraged a verb.
Yeah.
Beveraging, the act of beveraging, it's not really going well for me. So if it works out, give me some tips. Let me know how you managed to make that happen.
Well, I'll start throwing around your yeah. too, or your word, and see if we can get it going. Your verb.
I mean, beveraging, getting beveraged, is solid.
It's pretty solid
overall. Yeah. So yeah. If you're, you know, contact your congressman and all that good stuff. I actually think this is going to end up with them regulating it like telephone, but maybe I'm too optimistic.
That sounds optimistic.
It is. That is the ultimate, like, that would be the best thing that could happen. But
sign your petitions. Sign your petitions, you know.
Hey, it worked for...
it did.
Soap or whatever.
It did.
I need to find out what tiny tribal village is getting Google Fiber next so that I can move there.
Exactly. We don't live in an urban enough area, Sark, to get Fios.
Yeah, there aren't enough people in LA that would want that kind of service.
No,
so.
It's crazy. Yeah.
All right. But on to esports. And, of course, Dota 2, the international. The current prize pool now for the international. What was it last year? $3 million?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. It is approaching $6 million for the prize.
Electronic sports, bros.
What's happening?
Some team is going to win a lot of money. And they actually have like stretch goals on this. I think it's crazy. But Valve, they know what they're doing. And it's pretty awesome. They do that with CSGO now as well. They sell like seasonal stuff and it goes towards prize pools at like DreamHack. But yeah, Dota 2, the juggernaut that it is with near a million concurrent players half the time. Just crazy, nearing $6 million. New releases this week. This is a good week for games, actually. Tuesday, Transistor from the makers of Bastion.
I forgot everyone was coming out so soon.
Pretty hype for this game. It looks really good. It's like a more of a turn-based sort of strategy system. It's not hack and slash like Bastion.
It blends real time and turn based pretty well. It's pretty interesting. You basically like hold a button, go into a mode where you can plan out your next few moves, which are then executed automatically, and sort of like a time freeze thing. It's really hard to explain, but it's cool. Or if you just like watch a trailer, I'm sure there are trailers on Steam. You can get a pretty good feel on what it is. Looks really awesome.
So that's coming out on Tuesday. I think it's $20 on pre-order. You could already pre-order it for like the last week, but I think it's $20 on Steam or something like that. It of course appears to have a fantastic soundtrack, fantastic narration as Bastion did. So definitely go take a look at it. If you like Bastion, I think you'll probably want to pick it up.
Yeah, it's a nice change of setting and stuff, but it's very much in the same vein.
Also coming out, Wolfenstein The New Order, a game that we have not been very hyped on, because it's a $60 Wolfenstein game with no multiplayer, and the world does look interesting to me, as far as what they've redone and like having it in the 60s instead of World War II. You still play as B.J. Blazkowicz, the same hero of all the Wolfenstein games, but I just can't. This isn't BioShock Infinite. Like, I don't feel that I'm going to get, you know, $50-$60 experience out of a single player only Wolfenstein game.
It's just been a long time since anyone cared about Wolfenstein as a as like a story kind of franchise. The last two games, well, I guess the Wolfenstein franchise has had some different arcs, but like Return to Castle Wolfenstein and Enemy Territory both, like the only thing people cared about was multiplayer. E.T. did not have a single-player component. That's why it ended up being the free multiplayer version, because they scrapped the single-player and just released the multiplayer for free. So I think I could see picking it up on a Steam sale or something, but I agree with you. Like, I don't see that as a game that I'm willing to spend $60 for as a single-player-only experience when I love Wolfenstein. I would have killed to have a new, awesome multiplayer Wolfenstein. But that's not what it is.
I sat through an hour of a dev playing through it for a stream this week. He was playing on the Xbox One, and
Mm-hmm. That's what it was on at every show.
Yeah, and I just don't. I just. I'm not gonna make any judgments, but it just didn't do anything for me from what I saw. I just like it came down to kind of what you said, Brandon. I just don't think people care about that world. I mean, visually it looked cool, and there was some cool stuff that they did, but I just don't think people are gonna care.
I just think a game. I mean, people can feel free to disagree. A game that is single player only like that and is supposed to be $50 or $60, it has to be real special.
To be fair, he said that like one way or another, hour wise, but... like it. I mean, it seemed like it had quite a few hours. Like he was saying, even normal difficulty, like just running through without doing any of the exploration,
it
should be pretty long.
In chat here, you get Doom beta access if you pre-order, but like, what does that even mean?
When's Doom beta?
That actually, like, if anything, that almost turns me off from it because we don't even know what Doom is, and that's how. Like, again, this is just maybe speculation, but if you have to say you get Doom beta access, that tells me that maybe pre-orders weren't as strong as they wanted, or something. You know, because Doom beta access today means absolutely nothing. There have been no announcements about when that's coming out, what it's even going to be. Why couldn't it be multiplayer? Why couldn't it be multiplayer?
Like there are certain games that I feel are worth it for that, though, single player only. And actually, Far Cry 3 had multiplayer, but not that anyone cared. But like Far Cry 3 would be a good example. Bioshock Infinite, of course, which is a pure single player game. Like no one played Far Cry 3 to play the multiplayer. Like, but like that game was big enough and rich enough that you could play it. And then, of course, I mean, Bioshock Infinite. You knew what you were getting with Bioshock Infinite. This is a brand new Wolfenstein by a brand new developer taking the game to a totally different setting. I will definitely pick it up on a sale. But
and to their credit, the story sounds interesting as a Wolfenstein story game, sort of a alternate history where the Nazis won. I think that's interesting. Yeah. I just like that. That's not what Wolfenstein has meant to me for the times that I've played Wolfenstein. Like I'm not quite old enough to have played the old Wolfenstein, but I've played you know the two most recent ones that were actually, you know the actual Wolfenstein, not like the Quake Wars and different stuff. I just think like it has such a storied history as a multiplayer title that I think it seems like a big gamble to do a single player thing because the Wolfenstein franchise has been like idle for so long. That a lot of the people that might buy a game like that, that it's basically a new IP to them. They don't know what to expect.
So yeah, I mean,
I'm into it. Hard I'm into it for literally no defensible reason. I'm gonna buy it. I don't know. I can't explain why.
You do like killing Nazis though.
Yeah,
you like your Nazi zombie armies. That's true. You like.
I don't know. While I was listening to you guys talk, I was like, "There's no reason why I should be." Throwing money at this, but I'm going to.
I will say this, it's going to be over the top as fuck. If anyone saw the last trailer, at some point you're on a Nazi moon base, so I mean there is that. It's gonna be wacky.
I had similar sentiments though about Titanfall, where I was like I felt like I was getting half of a or some fraction of what I'm used to paying full price for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? That campaign was expansive as fuck.
The campaign was people shouting at me through tin cans connected to my speakers with a string.
That's really what it was. And it was 50 gigs of audio of that.
I liked the multiplayer on there, and I think I like Wolfenstein single player, but I agree. It's a little bit of a steep price tag.
Yeah.
Connigan, thank you for the subscription, sir. Also coming out this week, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 2. The first one came out like 8 months ago, so that's a little weird. that's coming out of the second one already. But it's like a Diablo-style game, for those that haven't played it. I think it's around $20 or something. It might even be free. Not sure, but I think it's around $20. Diablo-type game that comes out Thursday. And then Friday, Tropico 5. I know a good chunk of people in our chat have...
Kind of excited for that.
Spoke positive of Tropico. I like Tropico 4. So Tropico 5, El Presidente is back. And then Killer is Dead, which Blah is the only one here who has played this game.
Garbage.
There you go.
I played Killer is Dead.
51.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd respawn.
It's so there's a whole mini game of picking up women at the bar yep. in a horribly sexist manner.
Yeah, it's also the only somewhat tolerable part of the game because it's funny.
Yeah. yeah.
So that comes out, I think, around $20 or $30. That comes out Friday. I have no doubts this will be a horrible port. So, yeah. All right. We're going to take a 1 minute commercial break here, guys. And then we'll be back with, of course, the viewer questions, where Sark feels at home from the inbox days. So, viewer questions.
Rapid fire? Are we doing rapid fire?
Oh, man. We should have done a special rapid fire segment yep, first.
Hold on. Let me do a few lines of blow, and then I'll be ready.
Oh, man. That the old last machinima question. Days.
That last question is so good, though.
God. Yeah, it is good. Totally it unexpected. Is really good. The fuck. I feel
like the Wolfenstein thing. I feel like there. I don't necessarily have a reason to not like it. It's just that I have such strong feelings toward multiplayer Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
That I'm just
yeah.
so like I can't understand why you wouldn't want to remake multiplayer Wolfenstein.
Yeah,
it's one of the
yeah,
great
it's
mysteries.
It's been so fun in the past.
Yeah, it's always been good.
Well, I think that's actually why I thought Unreal Tournament sounds like it could be so exciting, because it's, again, it's just completely free. And so like yeah. that could be the new age enemy territory.
Yep. Yep. And I forgot to mention, actually, as well, there was no story on this. I just heard it from the PR for the studio, but the guys who made Hard Reset and the new version of Shadow Warrior are coming out with a new game that I guess is in a completely different vein from those old school type shooters. So I'm pumped because they make a beautiful looking game.
Honestly, it's since it's like a new dev studio and stuff, like I honestly don't know how good multiplayer would be even if they had it.
Yeah, it might have been poor. It might have been 6v6 Call of Duty style, which is what I feel it might have been.
It could have even been tacked on as an afterthought because they seem really hype about their own single player.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it seems like their skill set definitely favors a good single player experience. But, you know, I just you can't take away my feelings about about Wolfenstein.
That we can't, Brandon.
All right, we are back after commercial break, and now we're on to the viewer questions, of course. And this first one. At new sub, St. Jimmy. I should type out his name. What's the worst thing you could realistically find in your food?
Human finger. I've heard about that actually happening.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a chicken sandwich.
Was that proven to be true, or was that? I forgot if that was a scam, like a woman trying to scam.
Pretty sure it was real.
I thought that girl woman got busted and was like caught, like the full story was like she went to a morgue and actually like got a finger and stuff like that.
I'm glad you said that, because my next question was, where the fuck do you find a human finger?
Yeah, like she paid someone in a morgue. I don't know, maybe not. But yeah, that would be bad.
I think I do remember that. Yeah.
I can't remember if somebody tweeted at me or like chimed in during one of a chat we were having in one of my streams, but somebody said they saw a homeless dude on a bus bite into a fucking sandwich and pull out like half a lizard and then just throw it away and keep eating.
Well, he probably got that sandwich out of a fucking dumpster because he's a homeless bum.
I don't know.
But that's still gross.
I don't know the whole story, but
I mean, human limbs are obviously gross. That's like no good, human digits in your food.
Yeah.
I think some sort of a living bug would be like somehow that would be even worse for me.
Those are delicious in some cultures.
Said bug.
Mine is like any kind of food, like a soup or something that's like liquid. Like if I look down in the bowl and I could see a reflection of myself, that's what I hate finding.
Well,
it's very deep.
That is deep.
The first thing I thought of was a brick of C4 with 1 second left on the timer. But then I was like, that's not very realistic.
That would be a really shitty
it's
day.
It's like in a Pringles can somehow.
A huge fucking sandwich.
And what are the odds that like you would have gotten to it at that last second? I guess you're
that's incredible.
How did
maybe
they
like,
know?
If you're being served it at a restaurant or something and they just time it perfectly.
If I wasn't dead, I would give them a huge tip for that kind of service. That is incredible.
The question is whether that is actually unrealistic or if that is just Sark's version of reality. Like that's the kind of See, that's the kind of thing you have to think about.
This is a subjective question here.
Yeah.
What is reality? I would put back to St. Jimmy. Although I did watch a guy at a McDonald's, and this is not something you could find in your food, but the guy scrambling the eggs was a portly fellow. And imagine you're standing at your stove and you're scooping eggs, right? The position of your arm and your wrist. Cascading off of his wrist was a solid stream of sweat into the eggs.
Oh,
and he was,
oh fuck.
Yeah. So you'd never find that, but I watched it. And yeah. I wanted to ask him if he could put like a sponge under his watch or something to catch some of that.
That's the thing.
It would be so brew in like minutes.
The worst things you could realistically find in your food, you probably would never even find.
That's true.
That's true.
Bacteria.
That's true.
From E. coli.
Some meta shit right there.
What about a sticky note that says "Welcome to the world of AIDS"?
sticky painter, honey.
And the dude behind the counter, like, is just sitting there nodding at you and smiling.
Yeah.
Well, like, a couple in chat here. Ooh, go ahead.
What if you found the C4 and, like, it was about to blow and it was, like, a couple seconds and, like, instantly when she heard the beeping, the, like, hefty lady working the Burger King till was just, like, just all of a sudden went into, like, action hero mode and just threw herself on the sandwich for you. Yeah, like, this random surge of Burger King heroism. And,
who goes to Burger King?
How about this? You find a hair in your food, and when you pull it out, attached to it is a full beard.
It's just you somehow didn't notice there's like a severed bearded head.
You keep pulling the hair, and then you pull the ring girl out.
Ripped it off his face.
It could fucking happen, St. Jimmy. Don't come at me with realism.
Yeah. You gotta be ready, people.
A couple of chats. Someone found a Band-Aid in their food. That's fucking
that's pretty bad.
That's really terrible.
My food.
No. Someone found a cockroach in a California burrito. Mm. Fuck that. Oh my god.
I occasionally get like a hair, but like something like I'll just take it off.
Yeah, that happens. Like, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can. I mean,
the worst thing I've ever done by accident is I drank really, really, really expired milk from one of my old friend's fridges that he had it like. I was looking for milk
How
and he had.
No.
Because he was a fucking slob. And he had it in the back of his fridge and hadn't cleaned it out.
No, how do you not know when you're drinking it?
I just grabbed it and I poured it in a glass I had just had. A nice.
Was it not chunks?
So your trust is so strong it overpowers your ability to taste?
It wasn't chunks yet. It was just expired by like it was sour milk. So I poured it in and I take my like I just as soon as it hit my lips I knew it was bad, and I vomited all in his bath. But that was like the worst thing ever. Like for me, like liquids that are bad, I don't know, like
yeah,
and start to turn like. Milk especially really freaks me out. Like I have to have the freshest milk, and like if it expires, like the day it expires, I'm like,
the freshest milk.
Scott Fisher has to have
like
the
fresh from the teat, fresh, or do you still need it pasteurized and homogenized prior to
from the teat? Because I know it hasn't been tainted yet.
God.
Yeah,
that's actually I think that is kind of the worst though. Is like pouring a bowl of cereal and then pouring the milk in without smelling it. That is the worst. That is truly the worst.
It's a bad idea. Pretty bad.
Sour milk is fucking awful.
Straight from the tea. I've never found anything super bad in my food before, but I did work in a restaurant, so I saw some of the things that could happen.
Yeah.
You just don't want to know. Oh, I did bleed in a salad bar.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's nasty, man.
Yeah, man. I cut myself on some of the ice, and I was just like, well, fuck this place. I'm just going to bleed as I set up this salad bar.
Oh, my God.
Was it a good salad?
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you worked there.
I worked there.
You are a shitty human being.
Awful. Literally the worst.
I'm trying to get Sark back here.
Yeah.
Don't change the subject.
He got time-warnered.
Again,
catching on.
Malcolm A. asks, this was sent in via email, if you could make anyone the U.S. president, who would it be and why? I would make Guy Fieri president, as all his speeches would be awesome.
Louis C.K.
We should clarify that was all from Malcolm. That was not you saying you would make Guy Fieri president.
Exactly. Yeah, no, fuck Guy Fieri. That's actually the official stance of the KB Mod podcast.
No.
Is fuck Guy Fieri.
One of the girls that Ada gets to be a server for parties at her job is his personal assistant.
God.
Worst guy.
You're going to say has been fucked by Guy Fieri.
Probably is. And he was like, you keep rocking that.
The whole time he's doing like a peace sign. God,
you rock it.
Everything is money. I don't know. Guy.
I mean, everything
has to
is
be about money, guy.
My answer is Rodan.
Who?
From Godzilla.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Louis C.K. is a really good answer, though, John.
He's just that's a good serious answer.
He'd just be no nonsense.
Yeah, as far as the president, that's a good answer.
All right, Sarg is back.
I'm back. Sorry.
Sarg, our question was if you can make anyone the U.S. president, who would it be and why?
It would be Bill Pullman's character from Independence Day.
So he'd have to play the character. Okay.
Got experience.
Yeah.
He would just give that same speech every year.
Exactly. Independence Day was like his campaign. And then I want him to be real
Will
president.
Will Smith was the true star of Independence Day in every other film that Will Smith has ever been in.
God.
Will Smith.
God, Will Smith.
Here we go.
Speaking of I could make anyone president.
Will Smith.
William. Willard Smith.
And look, he's already conquered cinema and music.
You know what I would do? I would make Jaden Smith president, so finally America could be shown for the
oh my god.
That it
is. When I die, period.
Yes.
You'll realize.
you will realize.
His speeches will be all capitalized words.
Oh my god.
I don't even know how anyone vocalizes that, but
have their Twitter removed from them forcibly. It is Jaden Smith. What a joke. Painful.
I'm gonna go with Vince McMahon. So then everything the United States do will be hype as fuck.
That's true.
And he'll set up heels and jobbers for the U.S. to fight against in various championship runs.
And when it comes to him getting involved in the war and getting stunned by Steve Austin, it will be the worst bump in the history of wrestling.
Oh, God, that was terrible. He actually wrestled, as of 2 years ago, he wrestled CM Punk, and it was horrible to watch. Because he's like 70.
Yeah.
He's like 70 years old. I don't care if he's fit. It was the worst fucking match. He just kind of laid around on CM Punk a bunch. Like, that was it. He's like, oh, too old. We'll just fake punch each other. Yeah, Vince McMahon would really hype up.
Neil Tyson things like is a good answer, too. I'm seeing it in chat.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
Is it our atheism? Yes.
Scott, go put on the fucking meme hat.
I'm not putting the meme hat on. That's like, I thought, I'm reading it from chat. I didn't even say that.
Put the fucking meme hat on.
Oh.
Hard baller for president? I mean,
I don't know.
Pretty sure George W. Bush was already president, and that'll.
Yeah, it's been done.
Ayo.
My answer is McCain, because I know he was born here.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I was like,
fucking well played.
Wow. Good job.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Surprise, I'm a birther.
I'm a birther.
I didn't know Blah was all Tea Party until today.
Wow.
God.
Yeah. I take it back. I want the one that was in the witch cult. She was sweet. Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
She was in a witch
cult. Yeah. What? No nonsense.
She was like Wiccan or something when she was in high school.
Oh.
God.
I can't trust her now.
Good lord.
What about Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body? Fuck that guy.
Wait, just his body?
His brain is not.
I mean, Rush, all you think about is that body, man.
Yeah.
Take his brain.
Do you mean
out.
His you actual body or the
president? You're just saying things you hate.
Exactly. I don't think anybody hates Rush.
What about IHOP? I know we all love IHOP.
I do. It's delicious.
Don't.
Scott.
A stack of Cinnabon pancakes for president.
Now we're just saying things we really like. Shit. All right. Next question. at Connor 3 or Connor III.
Out of the third.
It's like Bendro. If you could force a lifetime supply of something on another KBMod member, who and what would it be?
Old Nick. Milk on Scott. Scott, I just served that one.
Tons of old milk.
Since he's such a connoisseur.
Yeah. Nick Fenton, lifetime supply of pixel and voxel-based indie roguelike Zelda clone.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a pretty quick death for me.
Yeah. And he's not allowed to play anything else. Somehow I figure it out to make it that way.
I'm gonna go with Scott and a lifetime supply of IHOP. Just
IHOP,
straight up.
IHOP steak.
Yeah, just the steak, not the pancakes.
Oh, man. You guys are still on this IHOP thing.
I made a start a while ago against IHOP, just basically calling it garbage. That's just not very...
I've never heard Scott so heated.
Yeah, I really got upset. I don't know why. I think it's like...
The problem is you're like okay with Denny's, but you're...
I'm okay with Denny's.
Fuck with IHOP. What the fuck?
Because I've had IHOP enough to know that every time it is not worth the price of admission, man. Okay, sure. I agree that I don't always get pancakes. But even their pancakes, in my opinion, for calling yourself a National House of Pancakes, are mediocre at best. And
this
if that's
is like the fifth
be...
podcast we've
I know,
done this.
I get that. But if this is like you're putting foot forward as what you are and you can't even do that properly, like what, fuck off. I'm not gonna go there. I'll go to Denny's and they'll grease that grill and I'll eat that thing.
Back to the grill pans for Scott
again.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. God,
you know
that
what?
Got real sexual.
All right, well, I'm going to give a lifetime supply of grill skillets or whatever the fuck to
like
Scott
that.
Fisher so he'll chill the fuck out and just be happy all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone in the chat has awarded me a lifetime supply of King of Queens DVDs, and you can go straight to fucking...
Oh, yeah, Dan, I would wish that on.
God.
I don't know enough about each of your weaknesses.
Yeah.
I don't know where to strike.
I'm going to give myself a lifetime supply of body pillows that are characters from Sailor Moon.
You don't
well,
already
you
have
give
a
yourself...
Wait.
I'm a KB Mod member.
That's awfully cushy, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, another KB Mod. Okay, then.
I mean, we'd have to give...
Then to you, Scott, and then when they get mailed here, I'll just take them.
Okay.
Ooh, that's dirty.
I mean, towards Sark would definitely. I mean, I'm thinking of something involving spiders, but I'm trying to think really.
He's not a KBMod member.
In particular, though.
God, that. But...
God damn it.
Just a tarantula a day for Sark.
Yeah, it happened to be.
If we can do KBMod guests, then I would say I would just shower orb with Baja Blast.
That's true. He would have to shower with it and use it as water.
Orb's been on, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on.
Well, he's never been on again.
We had a hell of a time.
We should Baja Blast board him. Waterboard him. Just a towel and
as Americans would
Baja
do.
Baja Blast.
Hell yeah. That would be
like,
actually
the most American thing I think I've ever heard.
Baja Blast waterboarding?
Torturing innocent people on a waterboard. Yes, we are really
playing
good
Garth
at
Brooks in the background?
Yeah. And screaming at
it's just
to
thunder
tell
rolls
his
on repeat.
Secrets.
Why do I need all of these tools with my IKEA furniture?
That's the question you would ask him if you had a blast on his throat.
Why, Joel?
Yeah.
Why do I have so many splinters of putting this couch together?
Why so many Allen keys?
Phoebe R. asks, if you had to have one person from the podcast fart on your food every day for a week, this is only for a week, so therefore the stakes aren't very high. Who would you like the least,
Scott,
to do farting? Scott, I mean Scott is the
Scott's
obvious.
The only one I know who actually enjoys eating Denny's.
Would you? Oh, here we go again. Yeah. Good lord! I was gonna go with Brandon because Brandon, the corn dog farts are real.
I will say Brandon's diet is horrific, so I might go with Brandon.
Well, that's just on the weekends. Mm.
Is it though? Is it?
Damn.
Lord. No, the thing is, Hillary actually cooks me food, so my
that's
diet
what I was
is
say.
Not.
He's
my diet's pretty
now.
Good.
His yeah, diet's going to become noticeably more clear.
No, I would say Scott because, like, you have no idea what Scott puts in his body.
Well, you clearly,
Nick Fenton.
Yeah, Nick Fenton, you rip him real bad, Nick. Your farts smell horrible. Before you go cast
Nick, my farts smell great.
Yeah, to you.
I'm going to let APL and Nick fart on my food because I'd rather have... These are anuses that I'm familiar with. I want the farts I know.
Better the devil you
the
know.
The other four of you guys...
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with those buttholes, so...
Well, interestingly, she threw us a curveball here, and it was, who do we want the least?
Yeah. So, I'm trying to narrow this down.
So, us.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about, like, if it was just for this week, I have been drinking a lot, so I'm a pretty good candidate for who you want the least. If we're talking about this week specifically...
I mean, beer farts are often... horrific.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the body they're coming
out. Well, not only that, we ate tacos today as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That Chipotle mayo. Or, I'm sorry, sriracha mayo.
Right, man. Get your booty away from my plate.
Who put this Mike Pollack in his boxers picture in the podcast? It
certainly was not me.
I'm okay with it, but man, what is happening here? All right. Last question here.
This question
from Hank Hiltonton.
Fuck.
My mom says the Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race. How should I respond?
Smoke weed every day.
I don't fucking understand, like, the context in which, like. If he was sitting at the, like, eating breakfast one day and, like, this is an, or this is,
yeah,
an,
I mean, he's
thing.
Debating history and policy with his mother at breakfast. I think.
But, like,
I think
like
it's got to come from a religious thing. It's got to be like, well, everybody went away from Jesus once they had video games and heating in their house. Like...
and heating.
Once I stopped praying for heat and was able to get it reliably.
Yeah. People stopped relying on Jesus. That's true.
Yeah. As soon as people actually started getting things, they stopped liking God so much. So.
But I want to look a little deeper. I don't know. I think his question is incorrect. Like, why does he feel the need like he has to respond? It seems like she made a statement, and it's not a question. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think he's debating her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, is your mom debate. Challenging you to a debate? Like, is she trying to goad you into it?
Do we have Mr. Hank Hiltonton here? That we could hello, are you in chat?
It's not a debate you're going to win. You can't really debate your mom. That's why my thought was that he should just, you know, tell her that she's right, and then that night he should kill her in bed.
Yeah. I agree.
That sounds good.
Be a mercy kill if you honestly think the Industrial Revolution.
It would how be about, a mercy kill.
A good response would be, I'm putting you in a home.
Yeah.
Just ship her off to some.
This is clearly at the age where she could go to a home.
If I just don't that's the Industrial Revolution she is.
Yeah, I mean, she's real old at this point, if that's the case. Good lord.
It does seem an odd thing to, like, hang your hat on, that, like, that was the downfall of, you know, America or whatever.
Bizarre. It wasn't slavery. It wasn't it wasn't the wars. It was
human race, yeah.
Next time, Hank, listening, next time she says this, run into the kitchen, turn on the garbage disposal, and shove your arm into the sink. And look her in the eye. It's going to hurt. Just stare at her. And she'll learn about the Industrial Revolution.
I think that wouldn't work, because that's a mechanical thing. And
fucking learn.
She'll know when she looks in your eyes.
Doesn't have a plate glass window that you can drive your head through and then rake your neck around the jack pole.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know.
I think you should ask her to elaborate on her points, and let's resume this next week.
Yeah,
I feel
she
like
has any more information. We could.
That's not nearly as aggressive as Sark's approach.
Either of them, I think. In both of them, blood was shed in Sark's approach.
End the debate.
Yep.
Good luck. Wow. I want to see this in, like, a short now.
Yeah.
Just walks over stoically.
There was ever a question for the KB Mod animated series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RIP that.
Yep. RIP. Basic. Apple's basic.
Yeah.
All right.
I think
that is it.
We've
come to the end.
Yeah.
But you guys were weak on the questions this week. That was all I had. That's right.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Well, that last one.
Yeah, last one was solid. I really do want to follow up.
I'd rather have good questions than a bunch of garbage.
That's true.
A lot of times.
If your question quality is like that last one, then, you know, we don't need a lot of them.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah.
Send in a lot of just pictures of memes.
God, please don't tell them that. Don't give them more memes.
Have you guys heard of Forever Alone? It's funny because it's like he's not gonna get anyone.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. Well, big thanks to Sark.
Yeah, thank you, Sark.
Fun making it on here.
Yeah, this was fun.
You know, I still love Cockright, Sark. I was just making sure that you knew. Like,
just make sure.
Thanks, you, dude. Like,
put that in my mouth sometime.
He says quietly.
I'm totally open. You're a large man. Just interested to see, you know, what you got going on.
All right. Oh, boy.
I know that you're having a child, so I have, like, what, a month to enter you prior to having a child?
Yeah. Okay. Is that how it works? Like, you couldn't enter him after the child?
Yeah, that's just
wrong. I've been doing butt Kegels, too, for a good 6 months.
Well, yeah, that's
I can slice a cucumber with my penis. Oh my god, that visual!
That's a fit anus you got there, boy.
Is this like wait, you can do with slice it?
Clean,
you can slice it's it like or a, crush it.
So he puts it, the it cucumber. Closes like a camera's iris. It's like.
Oh Lord,
we stopped the podcast. None of this is on the air, right, you guys?
Yeah, this is all.
No, dude, we're
yeah, completely.
Don't worry. Just talking amongst friends.
Yep. Yep. Says, oh shit! It says stop streaming. Whoops.
Oh, dang it.
All right, guys. Well, don't get any chopped vegetables from Sark's house.
But definitely.
Other than that, thank you guys for coming out tonight. You can follow all of us on Twitter. All our handles are on the screen. Follow Sark at Mr_Sark. And once again, big thanks to him for coming on. And we will see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Bye.